Good morning, everybody. Good morning. So, good morning and welcome to the January 11th, 2024 regular meeting of the Orange County Human Relations Commission. The agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda. Public participation is encouraged in person and via Zoom. Public comments will be accepted during the open forum portion of the meeting. If you're attending in person or wish to speak during open forum, please complete a speaker request form and turn it in to the clerk prior to the start of open forum. If you're participating via Zoom and would like to speak during open forum, please click the raise hand icon in Zoom or dial star 9 when open forum is called. When you are called upon to make your comment, unmute yourself or dial star 6. When you're calling in, you'll be called upon by your telephone number. Please state your name if you wish to identify yourself prior to speaking. Speakers will be given 3 minutes to speak, and the clerk will run the timer and announce when your time is. Before we move on to agenda number two, item number two, I just have a brief opening remark. So good morning. I'd like to take a moment to wish everybody a happy new year and hope you all had a safe and joyous holiday season. As I begin my service as chair of Orange County Human Relations, I want to take a moment to thank immediate past chair Joanne Matsuba and our past and current commissioner members for laying the foundation for this commission's great work. I look forward to building upon what we've worked on to continue and pursue an equitable and just Orange County where everyone feels safe, respected, and valued. For those that have not met yet, my name is Jennifer Wang. And to give you a little background, I'm the exec director of a nonprofit organization that's based in Santa Ana. And we our intention is to serve an intergenerational and multicultural community. And at its heart, it's imperative to ensure that health equity within our community. And it's been my honor to serve on this commission for, I think, 4 years, right? And 2 years as vice chair. During this time, we have taken some of the biggest challenges in the recent memories, and we continue to work together through matters that impact the well-being of our community. Our community's diversity is one of the greatest strengths. There's not that many places in the world that have the richness of the cultures woven in our society. Yet I know we are not immune to the issues that come when people of different backgrounds, histories, and experiences come together. I want to reiterate that the Human Relations Commission's commitment to seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination, and intolerance, and attempt to eliminate those causes in Orange County. As we move forward with today's meeting and consider how we will improve human relations in Orange County, now and in the future, we orient ourselves from a place of compassion, not hate. I ask that you join us in this mission to create a compassionate community. Thank you. So agenda number two.
Item number two is open call. Good morning, folks. My name is Ada Briseño, and I'm one of the commissioners. I just want to begin by thanking my fellow commissioners, Groundswell, and Orange County for the opportunity to serve with all of you. This work is especially needed in this tumultuous and worrisome time. Across Orange County, world events have led us to the rise of Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. But we're also witnessing groundswell of people who are willing to confront hate. Residents in Huntington Beach are pushing back against city council majority that wants to ban books in the public library. Residents in Orange County and Orange Unified School Districts are pushing back against the extreme school board attacks, with the rights of LGBTQ plus students. Working families are marching and striking against oppression of immigrants in the workplace. In doing that, they walk in the footsteps of Americans like MLK, Dolores Huerta, Cesar Chavez, Harvey Milk, and Cleve Jones. And this commission has got to find ways to inspire many more to make contributions to a more just and peaceful Orange County. You know that it's not enough just to declare against hate and injustice. We must boldly challenge it and interrupt it. As we begin this new year, I'm ready to join you in strategizing, developing, and implementing bold and courageous ideas to stop hate wherever it may show its ugly face. So I'm grateful to be part of this commission and the work that is being done by all of you. Thank you.
Item number 3 is monthly summary and commission. Okay, so the monthly summary for November 23rd looks like the human relations met or superseded most of its goals. So staff followed up on 2 hate activity reports forwarded by 211 OC. Staff offered Hate Hurt Us All campaign presentations with local groups in OC. Staff connected with several local organizations from Muslim, Palestinian, and Jewish community to offer facilitate listening sessions for their constituents and community members. Staff led this quarter's California Association of Human Relations Organizations virtual convening to members, and staff supported and facilitated implicit bias trainings for school administrators and faculty at different schools. Staff also conducted relation meetings with several community organizations with requests to participate in the Hate Prevention Network. The summary for December 2023 also met or superseded most of the goals. And so staff led the California Association of Human Relations Organizations board meeting that month. Staff conducted several one-on-one meetings with members of the Jewish and Muslim and Palestinian communities to offer support and listening sessions. Staff conducted a new commissioner orientation for new commissioners. Staff conducted information presentations on commission work to organizations such as Laguna Woods Community Bridge Builders, Abrazar, Groundswell Board, and Cambodian Family. Staff participated at the Senator Min's Roundtable in Irvine on December 7th, 23rd, where 25 other organizations were present. And staff met with Department of Justice and their care until to discuss current hate activity trends. And then hate motivated activities in Orange County in November of 2023, 16 total hate motivated activities were reported. And out of the 16 hate motivated activities, 4 hate crime, 9 hate incidents, 1 bias non-identified and 2 unknowns were reported. And then it looks like the reports were made to Huntington Beach PD and 211 OC. And then for December 2023, the hate motivated activities in OC were 6 total hate motivated activities were reported through 211 OC. And out of the 6 hate motivated activities, 1 hate crime, 3 hate incidences, and 2 unknowns were reported.
Item is open forum. If you wish to speak, you can start time on Zoom chat. You will have 3 minutes actually for this.
The first person, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It is the
A-Y.
A-Y. Okay. So I'm going to unmute you. Okay, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Aya. I'm here, I want to pose a question. Do you see me as less human because I'm Palestinian? Am I less American because I'm Muslim and Arab? As you stated at the beginning of the meeting, you look to create an equitable and just OC where everyone feels safe. Yet I don't feel safe. And this commission failed to pass a resolution to mourn with us, the Palestinians, and condemn Islamophobia. It's deeply disturbing and disappointing that the resolution wasn't passed, because I stand here before you on behalf of the grieving Palestinians in OC. Since October 7th, we've seen nothing but destruction and mass killings that totaled 23,210 innocent lives in Gaza and over 90,000 injured. This has prompted a global condemnation and a case of genocide in the International Court of Justice. Yet on November 9th, Commissioner Rabbi Steinberg's vote against condemning Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate is a major concern about his impartiality. We can't tolerate such clear bias on the OC Human Relations Commission. In his bio, he champions the idea that with freedom comes responsibility under the banner of hashtag HateFreeOC. He encourages using freedom to make good choices and eradicate hate and uplift the marginalized. Yet it's evident in the anti-Arab and anti-Muslim bias displays in the contradictions in the very essence of the hate-free OC that you guys want to promote. Commissioner Steinberg's actions seem to undermine the responsibility that comes with this position. He's selectively focusing on issues relevant to his community while blatantly disregarding the hostility faced by Palestinians and Arabs and Muslim communities in this country. He displays a concerning and a disgusting level of hypocrisy, conflating armed resistance in the Middle East and Palestine against apartheid and occupation with hate crimes here in the US. He perpetuates Islamophobic and anti-Palestinian stereotypes, which have, and we've seen, contributed to incidents such as the tragic stabbing of a 6-year-old boy in his home, Wadia al-Fayoumi in Chicago. His one-sided and potentially harmful rhetoric poses a significant risk to the well-being of Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim individuals who have been targeted for their identity. I urge Rabbi Steinberg to resign. I urge you guys to push for his resignation, and I demand an apology to the Palestinian Americans and Muslim Americans of this community in OC, because we need to uphold the values of hate-free in Orange County with integrity and without compromise and without bias. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, the next speaker is Juliana. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Juliana. I'm a resident of Santa Ana. I'm also a Jewish community member, and I also want to express deep concern about Commissioner Steinberg's actions since October 7th, particularly his anti-Arab and anti-Muslim bias on the OCHRC. The ongoing tragedy in Gaza, with over 23,000 innocent civilians killed, demands our attention, and the commissioner's anti-Arab and anti-Muslim bias is unacceptable. Israel's actions in Gaza are deemed war crimes by the UN and several human rights groups and are currently under scrutiny at the International Court of Justice. Commissioner Steinberg's refusal to condemn Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate, coupled with his biased voting, is very concerning. His influence on Groundswell's statement threatening funding withdrawal over political differences is inappropriate for an OCHRC commissioner. Furthermore, his selective focus on his community neglects the rising hostility faced by Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities. His framing of the events on October 7th as a hate crime against Jews misguides OCHRC's discussions, contributing to the marginalization and dehumanization of Palestinian Americans. As a Jewish community member, I urge the OCHRC to remain fair and inclusive to all of their communities and acknowledge that opposition to Zionism and Israel is not synonymous with anti-Semitism. And I join the voices calling for Commissioner Steinberg to resign and issue a public apology to the affected communities.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. The next speaker is it Surya? Go ahead. You can hit star six to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hi. Okay, great. Hi, my name is Saraya Syed. I'm an attorney by training, a first-generation South Asian Muslim American Orange County resident. I am a mother, a daughter, a sister, but most importantly, I am a human being. As a human being, I have been gutted by the horror that has unfolded on our screens in real time of children's body parts in plastic bags, decapitated children, babies with their brains blown out. But that's all happening somewhere far away, right? That doesn't affect me and my small children in Orange County, because we live in the United States of America. We live in beautiful Orange County, where the diversity of our residents is just as beautiful as our coastline. Part of the commission's mission is to eliminate discrimination and intolerance, yet the actions and words of Commissioner Steinberg are simply unacceptable. Is the discrimination of one group of people more important than the other? Here in the United States of America, in Chicago, a little six-year-old boy, Wadia Al-Fayoumi, was stabbed 26 times and murdered by his landlord simply because he was Palestinian American. These are not just hateful and discriminatory words. We are talking about Islamophobia that was so ugly it turned into cold-blooded murder of a child. From October 8th to November 20th, CARE LA received 160 requests for help and reports of bias, a 300% increase in cases compared to the previous month. And that was just up to November. All residents of Orange County deserve to feel protected. And if you can't serve all our residents with the dignity and respect that they deserve, then you don't deserve to serve us, and especially not on the OC Human Relations Committee. Commissioner Steinberg has threatened to cut funding over political disagreements, conflated issues to reflect his own bias, and downright dismiss the legitimate concerns of Orange County residents. He has used his platform on the commission to further his own interests in exclusion to Arab Palestinian Muslims in OC, and therefore he must apologize for his apparent Islamophobia and anti-Arab sentiment and step down from his position. All residents of Orange County deserve equal treatment, and this kind of discrimination must not be tolerated. And we most definitely do not deserve a commissioner whose words and actions are putting us at further risk. Thank you. Peace and justice and freedom for all. Free Palestine.
Okay, the next speaker is Dina. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for hearing us and taking our comments. My name is Dina. I'm an educator and an Orange County native. I really want to focus here mainly on a couple things, really. Commissioner Steinberg must resign and issue a public apology to the Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities. To be a commissioner representing the entirety of the county and to be so selectively biased towards just only one group of people is just completely unethical, and this really has to be addressed. Commissioner Steinberg leveraged OCHRC as a platform to disseminate unverified claims and charges, conflating instances of armed resistance with hate crimes in order to advance his own political objectives. He endorsed the statement made by three members of the OC Board of Supervisors, which has been widely criticized for its Islamophobic and anti-Palestinian content, as you just heard from Saraya, who just spoke. These lead to devastating consequences. A six-year-old boy brutally murdered, three Palestinian college students shot in Delaware. These have consequences for our communities here in Orange County and across the country. And we really need to address this. Additionally, he threatened to ask that the Board of Supervisors withdraw funding from Groundswell due to a disagreement with their stance. He was advocating for Groundswell to label the events of October 7th as anti-Semitic. And as Juliana previously mentioned, we cannot conflate anti-Semitism with Zionism. You know, this is just back to the principle of humanity here. We are supposed to be, you know, one here as a community in Orange County, and Steinberg is clearly not representing the entirety of the community, and this needs to be addressed. And I really urge folks here on the commission to look at this more closely and fairly, and take the correct course of action. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Hadir. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Hadir Solomon. I'm an attorney practicing in Orange County and a resident of Irvine, California. The violence in Gaza, with over 25,000 people killed in the most horrific ways in just 95 days, the videos are on the internet for those who have not seen them, has led to an alarming rise in anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian hate in our country and right here in Orange County. Commissioner Steinberg has clear bias and used his position to center his own community to the exclusion of others, furthering the dehumanization of Palestinians and Muslims in Orange County and increasing their risk as targets of hate crimes and incidents. This is the very matter that this commission deals with. And for that reason, Commissioner Steinberg must resign. We in Orange County deserve a commission that is unbiased and impartial, that will not hesitate to call out hateful acts and rhetoric. And we're waiting on you all to do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is, I'm going to butcher the name. Is it N-A-B? What was it?
Nadja.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Nadia Valle. I joined the attorneys on this call. I am an attorney, a woman of color, and a longtime OC resident. The Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities in Orange County have been deeply grieving over the last 97 days as we've witnessed the indiscriminate bombing and slaughter of 23,000 innocent civilians, 70% of which are women and children, and an additional 8,000 missing and presumed dead. Hundreds of family lines completely exterminated. You cannot understand how this lays on the conscience of citizens of the United States all over and in Orange County, particularly my family, my neighbors, and my community. This commission is tasked with receiving and hearing specific complaints of discrimination and the problems that arise therefrom. I find the comments of Commissioner Steinberg from October 12th, 26th, November 9th, in particular, deeply offensive. His Palestinian, anti-Arab, and anti-Muslim bias should not be tolerated on the OCHRSE. He must resign. Last night, we heard arguments by the prestigious team of international lawyers laying the legal arguments out, and I encourage you, as part of understanding this community's pain, for you to listen to them lay out the evidence of this genocide that we are all witness to. We are witness to an unprecedented, horrifying genocide by Israel on the people of Palestine. Denying these vetted facts are deeply offensive, and that is exactly what Commissioner Steinberg did. He, in fact, leveraged his position on OCHRC as a platform to disseminate unverified claims and charges, conflating instances of armed resistance with hate crimes in order to advance his own political objectives. This is unacceptable on this commission. Commissioner Steinberg's voting record showed that he votes for one community at the exclusion of other communities, namely the Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities in Orange County, furthering their dehumanization and increasing their risk as targets of hate crimes and incidents. As a woman of color and longtime resident of OC, I find this unacceptable. He is elected to represent the interests of all communities, regardless of his personal preference for any one ethnic community. As evidenced by multiple comments over several meetings, notably as what I stated, Commissioner Steinberg showed that he is unfit to serve the residents of Orange County as a commissioner on the Human Relations Commission. As referenced above, our community is experiencing massive loss of life of our relatives in the thousands. To add insult to injury, this commissioner actually is stoking hatreds towards our community throughout Orange County, disseminating unvetted information. These commissioners who comprise this commission have an oath to the public to uphold certain ethical standards, to work towards fulfilling its mission. To maintain the integrity of this commission must call for Steinberg to resign. Commissioner Steinberg must also issue a public apology to the Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities. Commissioner Steinberg threatened to ask the OC Board of Supervisors to withdraw funding from Groundswell due to a disagreement with their stance on the Palestine-Israel current situation. What more do you need to evidence this bias? This is clear. He is advocating for Groundswell to label the events of October 7th as an anti-Semitic crime against humanity, when in fact, crimes against humanity, if
your time
you,
is up, if you can please wrap up your comments.
When in fact, if you listen to the South African team, you can listen to actually what the crimes against humanity are occurring. The dropping of white phosphorus on members of this community, seeing their relatives experiencing this deep, deep, horrific and true genocide. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Felicity Figueroa. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Good morning. I'm calling in to say also how shocked and disappointed I was after listening to Rabbi Steinberg's remarks at the last three commission meetings at which statements regarding the current conflict in Israel-Palestine were discussed. He begins with negative remarks about Groundswell, the preeminent organization addressing incidents of hate in Orange County, because of their measured response to the attack on October 7th. He in fact threatens to go to the Board of Supervisors to have their funding cut off, and praises the board's very one-sided statement in which all Muslim leaders, and only Muslim leaders, are enjoined to publicly denounce and basically apologize for Hamas's attack. He rejects all the data on civilian deaths coming out of Gaza while accepting unquestioningly what is put forth by the Israeli government. In fact, during the discussion of the initial statement, he argues against any mention of Palestinian casualties at all. Rabbi Steinberg, quote, condemns death of all innocent people. It's horrific in the worst way, unquote. Yet claims, quote, there's a difference between a terrorist coming across your border and killing you and the sad loss of life when a nation is defending itself, unquote. A dead child is just as dead no matter who has killed her. And her death is just as devastating for her community members and relatives living in Orange County. The Commissioner Steinberg calls the words of a fellow commissioner who is herself a member of the affected community a, quote, rewriting of history and a false narrative that has no bearing to the truth. His condescending tone and aggressive manner come close to bullying, something this group is charged with fighting against. Finally, even after the commission agrees to change significant parts of the original narrative as a result of his insistence, Rabbi Steinberg votes against the statement of solidarity with Palestinian Americans and the denunciation of Islamophobia. The mission of the Orange County Human Relations Commission is to seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination and intolerance, and attempt to eliminate those causes, as it says in the bottom of all your statements. From my perspective, Rabbi Steinberg's remarks and attitude do little and, in fact, are counterproductive to the advancement of that goal. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Anna Amal. Amal, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, I had to unmute. My name is Amal, and I was born in 1967. Everybody has spoken really very passionately about Commissioner Steinberg and has clear anti-Arab and Muslim bias. But I want to explain to you who I am. I was named Amal, which means hope in Arabic, because my father felt at that time in 1967, after his family was ethnically cleansed from their home in 1948 from Safad, they were forced off their land. They were murdered, raped, killed. October 7th was definitely not an anti-Semitic event. It was definitely a resistance to the violence that Palestinian people experience on a daily basis, whether it's Gaza or West Bank. We are overlooking what's happening in the West Bank. Clearly, the Human Rights Commission is in business to make it a more just and peaceful world. And it is very challenging to be bold. To be honest with you, if Commissioner Steinberg can't be unbiased, he's unfit to sit on this organization. He has to feel for the suffering of my people because we do live here. I am a 20-year resident of Irvine, and I am so saddened that when I go to play pickleball, the person that I play with for the last 2 years, a Jew, I don't know what his motivation was. When I introduced my son-in-law, whose name is Ahmed, he gets up in front of the entire community and says, and he's a good one, he's not a terrorist. Why is that? That's because the rhetoric of hate towards Arabs and Muslims in Orange County is continually perpetuated by people like the commissioner. We must put an end to hate here in Orange County. This is unacceptable. And today, the International Court of Justice is hearing comments about Israel and their disregard for humanity of a people, a civilian population. The violence in Gaza has been so outrageous. More than 30,000 people have been murdered by the state of Israel, predominantly women and children. I'm asking you to please ask him to resign, force him to resign, because he is not fit. If he's not able to see me as a human being and not just vote for his community. My community matters. We are here. We contribute to Orange County. And I really appreciate this organization. I thank you for your time. And I hope that you can do the right thing and ask this commissioner to please resign, because he is not fit to sit on such an honorable organization. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, next is Pat Davis. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you. the comments are so powerful. I'm somewhat off track, but I'll get there. With year-end health and family challenges, I haven't been able to come to the meetings, even virtually. And due to that recent inability, I've listened to your recordings, which I most appreciate. More so, a video medium would be quite delightful. And please ask speakers, even you on the board, to introduce yourself prior to speaking. Voices change, and not knowing all the players, because there are many new board members, which I'm pleased to see. I want to say how much I appreciate the mere existence of this commission. And while there are limits to your work, being here is so important. I've witnessed you explore and work through many issues, not always an easy task. And each of you brings your own lens to your role here. I would like to acknowledge that there are definite benefits to this group and our community in growth and understanding, especially when this work is done with groundswell. As a witness to several exchanges in this space and throughout community events, groundswell's skills and support are key. Rabbi Steinberg's brandishing his anger and threats toward groundswell and their staff is very unacceptable. What is that besides bullying? His comments are most troubling, and I believe I heard him question his future on this body. I would ask that his resignation solve his dilemma. His comments and actions are most troubling. Your exchanges most recently have been very difficult and tense. Many of my dear friends and neighbors, both Palestinian and Jewish, share in the trauma and sadness daily. We are witnessing our county and country in great stress as folks ask for merely a ceasefire now. All are feeling unsafe. One act of terror does not justify another. Pain is pain. Babies, children, and family members dying anywhere is horrific and should be unacceptable to all. Participating in this group, we need leaders that make that connection and challenge the genocide occurring in Gaza. The fact that the group could not agree on a statement contributing to healing in our county is most disturbing. We all must work to combat anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, anti-Palestinian racism, anti-Arab racism, and bigotry in all forms. All criticisms of Zionism are not automatically anti-Semitic. The arrogance and bullying used in making that automatic correlation from positional power perpetuates an entitled approach that will not heal the growing wounds here. the space is not where that kind of dialogue should go on. I do wish you a happy new year, and may you continue to support a healthy community working towards understanding, equity, and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Yala. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lubna Hamad. I'm an OC resident and community organizer, founder of Yalla Indivisible. I was very troubled and concerned by the recent discussions at the OC Human Rights Commission in the last few months. But before that, I'd like to ask the commission for more information about your outreach and listening sessions that you just reported on this morning. As a community organizer, I'm not aware of any such sessions and would like to know how we can actually participate. I know a lot of my community members are having a lot of issues that they'd like to report, they'd like to talk about, they'd like to make sure that they're heard and then recorded or like reported, but we don't have that. Well, actually, one of the key challenges that we're facing right now in these last few months is that there's serious underreporting of hate incidents against not only the Islamophobic, but specifically anti-Palestinian. I know a lot of the speakers here talked about the six-year-old Wadi al-Fayoum in Chicago, but also in Vermont, we had three Palestinian students who were shot just because they were speaking Arabic and they were wearing their keffiyehs. One of them was left paralyzed from the chest down. That's Hisham Awartani, a 20-year-old student. But also here in Orange County, we're having these cases. A student in the Newport Mesa middle school was suspended because he responded to his Israeli classmate who called him a terrorist. And he said free Palestine, and he was wrongfully suspended. And it took a lot of effort, significant effort from all the community members and national organizations to get that school to reverse its wrongful suspension. Even at OSHA, the OC School of Art, I was contacted by a few students there in December. And again, then they are censoring, and they're not even Palestinian, then they are censoring discussion of Palestine, and they were told point blank that they can't talk about Palestine. So our freedom of expression and First Amendment rights are being affected here. The problem, the main reason I'm calling is to ask for Commissioner Steinberg to resign. He has proven himself unfit to sit on this to serve on this board. Throughout the last three meetings that you have, we've been listening over and over to them, and it was very, very hard to go through them because the bias was unbelievable. Like he appointed himself as a legal scholar, creating legal categories that don't exist under international law, labeling what happened on October 7th as a hate crime when it is clearly not by legal definition. No matter what people would feel about it, how people feel about it, or how they relate to it, but it's not a hate crime. When we have,
if you can please wrap up your comments, your time has expired.
Yeah, I think he is putting me and my community at great risk by furthering specifically anti-Palestinian rhetoric and specifically anti-Muslim rhetoric, and he needs to resign immediately. There are so many of us who have been told by Jewish members of the community aligned with Steinberg to go get raped as recent as the Irvine City Council meeting on Tuesday. This is not something that this commission should stand for or condone or have anyone serving as a commissioner be part of. Thank you.
Okay. Next speaker is Sammy. Unmute yourself.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you for your time. My name is Sammy Shoke. I am Palestinian Italian. I studied high school, finished high school in Bethlehem, Palestine, the birthplace of Jesus. Peace be upon him. I just want to share the way, I just want to share as a Palestinian American who has been witnessing and grieving the atrocities committed against my people, over 23,000 innocent civilian lives lost in Gaza, mostly women and children, including international human rights groups calling out Israel's actions as war crimes, including the indiscriminate bombings of hospitals, schools, and residential areas. Regrettably, amidst the global outcry for justice and the endless suffering, Commissioner Rabbi Steinberg's actions have raised serious concerns. On November 9th, he voted against the OCHRC's statement condemning Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate. Even in the wake of the murder of six-year-old Wadia El-Fayoum and the numerous attacks on Arab Muslim people around the country. In the light of Commissioner Steinberg's clear anti-Arab and anti-Muslim bias, we urge his resignation from the OCHRC. Such particularly contradicts the commission's commitment to standing against hate for all. We also call for a public apology to the Palestinian Arab and Muslim communities in Orange County. We believe that the OCHRC must remain a beacon of imperatively and justice for everyone it represents. It is our collective responsibility to foster an environment free from discrimination and bias. Thank you for your attention to this critical matter, and I hope you guys find it in your heart to see that this is not a war. This is a genocide on innocent people. One side is bullying, and the other side is just begging to stop being bullied. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next speaker is Hadir.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Hadir Zab, and I'm the policy coordinator at the Council on American Islamic Relations Greater Los Angeles chapter, which serves with Orange County as part of its region. The Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities in Orange County have been deeply grieving since October 7th, as we've witnessed the slaughter of more than 23,000 innocent civilians in Gaza, with the majority of them being women and children. Despite this, Commissioner Steinberg and Commissioner Shader voted against OCHRC's statement condemning Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate, which included the mention of the murder of a six-year-old Wadia El-Fayoumi, who was stabbed to death. This commission is meant to represent and promote inclusivity, and the nature of Steinberg's comments completely undermines the mission of this commission. His bias towards Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities is clear and must not be tolerated. Commissioner Steinberg's conflation between armed resistance against apartheid and hate crimes only perpetuates Islamophobic and anti-Palestinian stereotypes. Commissioner Steinberg also threatened to ask that the OC Board of Supervisors withdraw funding from Groundswell due to a disagreement with their stance on the current situation in Palestine. A commissioner who threatens to cut funding over political disagreements is unfit to serve on this commission. It is for these reasons that we ask that Commissioner Steinberg must resign and issue a public apology to the Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities, as these communities continue to be dehumanized and are increasingly vulnerable to hate crimes and incidents, and deserve your protection in Orange County. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Go ahead. Mervette, you're muted.
I apologize, I couldn't hear that. Salam alaikum, peace be upon you, everyone. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak today. So first I want to express the difficulty that I've personally experienced in the past 97 days, not only as a Palestinian American mourning the losses of family members and community members, but also of the hate and discrimination I faced here, along with other community members here in Orange County, in committees that I've served on. And I'll go into more detail on that later. Just for simply being Palestinian American and for daring to demand a ceasefire and daring to demand recognition for what is happening to my people without denying what happened to the Israeli community on October 7th. So this is a human rights commission. So of course, the number one goal is the importance of recognizing all human rights. And if any of the commissioners currently there have shown a history of not understanding that all rights, all human rights are equal and that these deserve representation and empathy and compassion, then they must step down. Hence, I request that Commissioner Steinberg step down. Commissioner Steinberg has made problematic statements on October 26th and on November 9th, I believe, where a vote regarding showing empathy towards the Palestinian and Muslim community was problematic for him, and he decided to vote against it. Because, of course, over 25,000 civilians dead, over 11,000 children of those murdered, over 85% of the infrastructure of Gaza being destroyed, over 1.92 million people out of 2.3 million being displaced is not enough for him. Commissioner Steinberg failed to take meaningful action upon being informed by a fellow commissioner about a serious threat made by an older Jewish community member against Muslim Palestinian students when he said that he'll kill them right now. I'll rape them, and about other Jewish community members harassing Palestinian and Muslim students protesting for Palestinian rights. Instead of addressing these issues, Steinberg treated them as isolated incidents and quickly shifted the conversation to demanding Islamic leaders and OC condemn Hamas in a classic Islamophobic move. Once again, Hamas does not equal Palestine. Commissioner Steinberg excludes the Palestinian community from the whole discussion, ignoring their losses and the value of their lives and martyrs. At the time of the meeting, October 26, Israel had killed more than 7,000 Palestinians. Steinberg fails to mention that. By conflating, he refuses to accept that Israel is an apartheid state that has committed war crimes. Commissioner Steinberg selectively focuses on issues relevant to his own community. That is not okay. You can represent your community, but that cannot be your main goal. You have to represent everyone. While disregarding the recent wave of hostility faced by Palestinians.
Time has expired. If you can please wrap up your comments.
He has tried to affect funding for Groundswell due to a statement that he felt was not reflective of his political views. So as a Palestinian American, as a Muslim, as a mother, as an Orange County resident, as an Arab, I ask that he step down now. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Nadia.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Hi, my name is Medeha. I'm a resident of Irvine, and I'm honestly very, very fortunate to be living in Orange County, as diverse as it is. As a healthcare worker and an emergency medicine physician, it's my privilege to care for a very diverse population here, including Arab and Palestinian communities. Recent events of October 7th and Israel's aggression on Gaza since then has brought a significant impact on both the community at large and especially the Palestinian American and Arab communities. As a healthcare professional, I'm used to treating daily traumatic injuries. I work in trauma center. Yet the genocide in Gaza has me deeply traumatized. And that level of constant hourly death toll, horrible nature of the injuries and the lack of medications to treat those suffering, it's just unnerving. And this is all directly controlled by the occupying nation of Israel. Unfortunately, these types of traumatic injuries are not just a faraway crime, as much as we wish it was some faraway thing, but on our own US soil in Chicago, as so many others have pointed out, a young 6-year-old boy, Wadi El-Fayoum, was murdered after being stabbed 26 times. And believe me, I have treated patients stabbed about that many times, but never a six-year-old. And this was by a xenophobic male and a hate crime for being Palestinian. Then more recently, over Thanksgiving, three young Palestinian college students were targeted in Vermont, suffering gunshot wounds, leaving one a paraplegic. In our own Orange County, unfortunately, we have seen our own children targeted, specifically in Newport, where a young Palestinian student faced suspension for just saying Free Palestine. Despite these hate crimes being on the rise, on November 9th, Commissioner Rabbi Steinberg voted against OCHRC's statement condemning Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate, including the aforementioned murder of six-year-old Wadiel Fayoum. Commissioner Steinberg's clear anti-Arab and anti-Muslim bias should not be tolerated on your commission. His one-sided view and focus is not representative of the variety of Democrats represented in OC. He has been furthering the dehumanization of Palestinian American residents in OC. He must resign. I can't imagine that your organization and commission can condone this type of hate rhetoric within its own commission. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Basha.
Hello, thank you. My name is Basha Jamil. I am the policy manager at CARE LA, the Council on American Islamic Relations. And I want to thank the commission for the work that it's doing to prevent hate and make sure that all people in Orange County, regardless of their background, feel safe, respected, and valued, just like Ms. Jennifer Wang stated at the beginning of this meeting. I'm sure that you've found your work especially critical these last few months, and we as a community are grateful for you. But I'm here today because I wanted to express my concerns around Commissioner Rabbi Steinberg's harmful comments, his blatant anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab, and anti-Muslim bias that he displayed at the recent Orange County Human Relations Commission meetings. As you know, the Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities here in Orange County have been grieving since October 7th, nearly 100 days of nonstop slaughter of innocent men, women, and children in Gaza, hospitals, churches, mosques, schools bombed indiscriminately, children, newborn babies brutally murdered, orphaned, or having their limbs amputated without anesthesia, 23,000 people confirmed dead, thousands more unaccounted for under the rubble, more than 1 million displaced. And today the International Court of Justice heard South Africa's case against Israel, formally charging it with genocide. It laid out in painstaking detail Israel's genocidal intent, including comments from Israeli officials referring to Palestinians as human animals and videos of Israeli soldiers mocking grieving mothers crying over the bodies of their dead children, or Israeli soldiers dancing in celebration as they sing about flattening Gaza. The entire world sees that what Israel is doing is genocide and ethnic cleansing. And yet here in the US, here in California, here in Orange County, we've struggled to have our elected officials call for a ceasefire. We are also faced with increased hate, prejudice, and discrimination and dehumanization. Between October 7th and December 31st, CARE LA received 413 intakes related to incidents of hate and bias, all related to their Palestinian or Muslim background or their expression of solidarity with Palestine. This is a more than 200% increase from the same period the year before. Not only did Rabbi Steinberg fail to condemn Islamophobia here in Orange County, or the murder of a six-year-old Palestinian American, Wadia Al-Fayoumi, or the horrific genocidal violence perpetrated by Israel in Gaza, he also attempted to accuse those of standing up for Palestinians of anti-Semitism. And he also fed into harmful Islamophobic tropes about terrorism. He equated all Palestinians and all Muslims as Hamas. His weaponization of anti-Semitism, a very real and serious problem, to silence solidarity for Palestinians is shameful. His failure to condemn Islamophobia is shameful. This kind of bias has no place on the Human Relations Commission. We ask that he issue an apology to the Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim community, and we demand his resignation. Thank you.
Thank you. Speaker is Kayla.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Hi, my name is Kayla Asato, and I'm an organizer here in Orange County working on environmental justice. I work with Muslim, Arab American, Jewish, and Palestinian members throughout Orange County. I've also had meetings with Brownsville and was really impressed by facilitation and mediation that I've received here. It was very balanced, inclusive, and fair. So why is there a commissioner that doesn't that isn't reflecting those values? Commissioner Steinberg is really hurting members of the community, as we can hear today. And for an entity that's supposed to be a pillar of justice and fairness, why are we tolerating Commissioner Steinberg's comments of neglect of Palestinians in favor of Jewish communities? That's not fair. That's not unbiased. That's hatred and Islamophobia. United Nations fought for a ceasefire and a call for what Israel is doing to be considered war crimes. South Africa, a notable historical victim of apartheid, is calling what's happening in Palestine war crimes and genocide. Is Groundswell going to ignore what the international community is saying, what the UN is saying? I appreciate Groundswell's comment on Wadia's murder on October 19th. I wish we saw a statement on the Palestinian kids who were expelled here in Newport Mesa on November 11th. I want to hear more stands for justice and against hate crimes and hateful comments here. We need to rectify this and call for Commissioner Steinberg to resign and issue an apology. That's not behavior we should accept. And I conclude my comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Yasmin.
Hello. Hi, my name is Yasmin, and I am a retired educator and a resident of Orange County for over 40 years. I'm just appalled by Commissioner Steinberg's statements. And it's a joke that he's a commissioner of Orange County Human Rights, and he is perpetuating hatred. Unbelievable. He needs to resign now, and he owes an apology. The Palestinian Arab and Muslim communities in Orange County have been deeply grieving since October 7th, as we have witnessed the slaughter of more than 23,000 innocent civilians in Gaza, the majority being women and children, and 8,000 missing, presumably dead. Commissioner Steinberg, clear anti-Arab and anti-Muslim bias should not be tolerated on the OCHRC. He must resign now. Just we call for ceasefire now. He needs to resign now. Human rights groups from around the world have described Israel's discriminate bombing of hospitals, schools, residential buildings, refugee camps, and use of chemical weapons as war crimes. You must have heard what is going on in the International Court of Justice that began the hearing this morning, California time, 1 a.m., and how the attorneys from South Africa have laid down using videos as well as statements of all the massacres and murders that the Israeli bombs and Israeli government has done. Today, the violence in Gaza has led to an alarming rise in anti-Palestinian and anti-Muslim hate. Yet on November 9th, Commissioner Steinberg voted against OCHRC's statement condemning Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate, including the murder of a six-year-old Wadia Al-Fayoumi. Unbelievable. And he calls himself a commissioner of OCHRC? Shame on him. Commissioner Steinberg has clear bias and centers his community to the exclusion of other communities, namely the Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities in Orange County, furthering their dehumanization and increasing their risk as targets of hate crimes and incidents. He portrays that there's hatred towards Jews, but actually what is happening is hatred towards hate crimes that is committed towards the Palestinians and Muslims in Orange County. Commissioner Steinberg endorsed a statement made by three members of the OC Board of Supervisors, which has been widely criticized for its Islamophobic and anti-Palestinian content. Leaders from the Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities in OC have unanimously condemned this statement as being highly detrimental to their communities. Commissioner Steinberg threatened to ask that the OC Board of Supervisors withdraw funding from Groundswell due to a disagreement with their stance on the Palestinian-Israel current situation. He's advocating the Groundswell to label the events of October 7th as an anti-Semitic crime against humanity, a characterization that doesn't exist.
If you can please wrap up your comments.
Therefore, I ask Steinberg to immediately resign and apologize to the entire Palestinian Arab Muslim community. He should resign now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next speaker is Manahil.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Manahil Awan, and I'm a policy fellow at CARE-LA. I want to begin by thanking the commission for passing this resolution and their statements mourning the Palestinian lives lost, addressing their struggle, and denouncing Islamophobia. Human rights groups from around the world have described Israel's indiscriminate bombing of hospitals, schools, residential buildings, refugee camps, and the use of chemical weapons as war crimes. Today, the International Court of Justice is holding its hearing against Israel after South Africa formally charged it with genocide. The violence in Gaza has led to an alarming rise in anti-Palestinian and anti-Muslim hate. CARE-LA has received an alarming amount of domestic hate cases towards our Palestinian and Muslim community members, especially after October 7th, a 300% rise in cases since last year. Commissioner Steinberg has a clear bias and centers his community to the exclusion of other communities, namely Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities in Orange County, furthering their dehumanization and increasing their risk at targets of being, as targets of hate crimes and incidences. By incorrectly framing the events of October 7th as a hate crime specifically targeting Jews, Commissioner Steinberg is shifting the focus of the OCHRC discussions away from the balanced considerations of human community needs. Commissioner Shader's inability to vote yes on this common sense resolution sends a strong message to the Palestinian and Muslim communities in Orange County that they don't matter. It's important to understand that the remarks and actions from our elected officials, especially those on the OC Human Relations Commission, are taken very seriously, and that we as a Muslim community here in Orange County take notice. The Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities in Orange County have been deeply grieving since October 7th, as we've witnessed the slaughter of more than 23,000 innocent civilians in Gaza, majority being women and children. By passing this resolution, Orange County Human Relations Commission highlights the struggles of its Muslim and Palestinian constituents here in Orange County, across the country, and of course in Gaza. This resolution is a reminder that the commission is here to support its constituents without any bias. Again, I would like to thank the Orange County Human Relations Commission for passing this resolution, and I denounce the Commissioner Steinberg and Commissioner Shader for their vote against publicly condemning Islamophobia. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, Alexandra.
Yes, thank you. My name is Alexandra Noyes. I'm a Costa Mesa resident and an Ashkenazi Jew who was bat mitzvahed and married here in Irvine. I'm also here to say that Rabbi Steinberg and Rabbi Steinberg's clear anti-Arab and anti-Muslim bias should not be tolerated in this position, and he should resign. Part of what I do is teach about history in an Orange County museum. And I don't think his position that the current acute violence started, it was caused by October 7th, is something, it's so ahistorical, and it really gets in the way of treating people fairly. I have read the survivor testimonies from one of my ancestral villages in World War II that was almost completely massacred. And I have heard the Nakba stories of local Palestinian Americans, and they are the same story. And it is really to the credit of local Palestinians, considering that it was by my people and for my people to this day. To this day, I could go to back to their homeland and I could get instant citizenship while having no connection to it whatsoever, that I have experienced zero anti-Semitism. I have overheard nothing. I have read nothing while fighting for ceasefire, while, you know, it's a Jewish value that every single life is important and sacred. It is for Jewish reasons that I support ceasefire. Commissioner Steinberg's actions consistently echo the current deeply problematic stance of the Anti-Defamation League. And I really want to encourage commissioners to read the article from January 5th in The Guardian titled Anti-Defamation League Staff Decry, quote, dishonest campaign Israel. Criticizing Israel or something like that. I'm sorry. And I have to be honest with you. It's a really hard time for some of us to be a Jew in Orange County. I am very, very deeply saddened that it is really the norm for congregations and rabbis to not also be acknowledging the really terrible loss of civilian life and the death of children in Palestine. And I really think that you should know that in our friend group that does these things and goes to actions and is trying to save lives, we have a number of people who have left a number of synagogues over this. We all understand that there's a lot of generational trauma being
if you can please wrap up your comments.
Yes. It's very hard. And I want you to hear from me that a lot of people are in a dark place. And what we're seeing overall very frequently is that the fear is real, but the threat really isn't. And we need to focus on the people who really are getting hurt more. And that's our Palestinian and Arab and Muslim brothers and sisters. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next speaker is Aisha.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Aisha Sabadia. I grew up in Yorba Linda and I'm very much a part of this community. I'm an attorney and I worked extensively in the field of foreign policy, not just in DC, but also in Brussels and London as well. I spent about a week in the West Bank in 2018, where I, with my very own eyes, witnessed children shot in front of my face for throwing stones in protest of Israel's apartheid policies. I'm going to keep this very short because I think everyone else here has done an excellent job giving the context to the horrific genocide happening in Gaza and why it's essential that Commissioner Steinberg resigns or is forced to resign. We may all be entitled to our opinions and our own politics, but when anyone uses and leverages a position on a human rights commission to further bias and hate against another minority community, there's something very wrong. I'm still unable to comprehend how Commissioner Steinberg refused to condemn Islamophobia when we have had countless hate crimes against Arabs and Muslims, including 3 college students who were shot, one who is likely paralyzed for life, and 6-year-old boy murdered, stabbed 26 times. Our mosques have been vandalized. Our people are called terrorists for wearing headscarves. It's atrocious. I have no problem condemning anti-Semitism because I know it's a reality. And for Commissioner Steinberg to refuse to do the same because of his hate, it's mind-blowing. It's clear he's using this commission to further his own agenda, to encourage Islamophobia and anti-Arab sentiments. And I'm really afraid it's going to encourage violence against these very vulnerable communities, communities who are watching their families being eviscerated by Israel. That is not only unacceptable, it taints the commission and sadly, every member on it. So please do the right thing and urge him to resign. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Speaker is Mona.
Good. Well, we're on good afternoon at this point. My name is Mona Yashrudi Schnall. I am a resident of Irvine. I actually chose living here. I moved here 8 years ago from upstate New York, and I chose Irvine, Orange County, and Irvine and Woodbridge specifically because of diversity. And that's what I wanted my daughter to have. What I'm finding right now is that we don't have a diversity. And if we are looking at the Commission for Human Rights, all human rights are very important. It's not just one section. I do urge you to look at this. And I really think that Commissioner Steinberg's clear anti-Arab and anti-Muslim bias should not be tolerated, and he must resign. And I know you've heard over and over again from everybody that spoke, anti-Arab, anti-Muslim, anti-Palestinian. And they all kind of come together because Palestinian doesn't represent just Muslims. It represents all the religions because Palestinians are all religions. There are Palestinian Jews, there are Palestinian Christians, there are Palestinian Muslims. And yes, we're dividing them. And in the Arab world, not everybody is Muslim. And yet we have been labeled as Arabs, as Palestinian. That's it. You're anti-Semitic. We are Semites at the end of the day. But it's very hard. We don't do it here in our country here. That when you criticize your government, you're not called anti-whatever. And if we criticize Israel, it doesn't mean that it's anti-Semitic or anti-Jew. I am a Muslim. My father was the product of 1948, so he was kicked out of his home. And I married a Jewish guy. My family didn't have a problem with the Jewish part. And we have to remember that if we're all going to live together in peace, we have to be in peace. An eye for an eye makes you blind. And what Commissioner Steinberg is doing is literally blinding everybody. The accusations that more discussion about human rights, all human rights equally, is that it's separating our communities, is an absolute way to shut us down, to not allow us to speak, because he believes one people's human rights is more important than the others. To add to all of this, yes, I don't have anti-Jewish sentiment. My parents were killed by the Israelis. I lived underneath the fear of the Israelis with their planes flying over my country where I was born in Lebanon. And this is what we have to deal with. So please remember when we talk Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim, they're all intertwined. And as Human Rights Commission, I really urge you to ask him to resign. He doesn't need to be in a position like this. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, Philip.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sorry. My name is Philip Belfort. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I live in Long Beach and most of my family lives in Orange County. I'm a proud Jewish American. I was raised as a Reform Jew, led my Temple youth group, attended Jewish youth camps, and took a teen tour of Israel. I am urging the OC Human Rights Commission to stand on the right side of history and censor Rabbi Steinberg for his anti-Muslim remarks. For Reform Jews like myself, who were raised on the precepts of equality and brotherly love found in the book of Leviticus, it's painfully disturbing to see Israel's right-wing government perpetrate ethnic cleansing of Palestinians under the false pretense that they are making Jews around the world safer. It's even more disturbing to hear an OC religious leader and human rights commissioner like Rabbi Steinberg uncritically support Israel while ignoring the equal humanity of Palestinians. Let's be clear, criticism of Israel is not anti-Semitic. Criticism of Israel is not anti-Semitism. Rabbi Steinberg should understand this, and I hope the commission understands this as well. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Next speaker is Karen Hernandez. Karen, you're muted.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. My name is Karen Hernandez. I am a resident of Anaheim. I'm an immigrant from Guadalajara, and I have come here to ask you all to please censor and remove Rabbi Steinberg. Having been a person, an immigrant that grew up in Orange County, I experienced myself a lot of racism, a lot of discrimination in the early 80s and 90s, where I decided to leave the county because I just didn't feel like this was the right place for me. I came back about 10 years ago because there's something to be said about making the place where you grew up better instead of leaving it at a time where it needs you. And I have come back, I have become friends and allies with many Palestinian people in Orange County. Our struggles are connected. Our lives are connected. You know, there is a very beautiful quote from Audre Lorde that says, "We are citizens of the most powerful country in the world. And it's a country that stands upon the wrong side of every liberation struggle on earth." And I want you to feel that, what that means. I want to be able to say that this country and this county can stand on the right side of history, that we can stand against anti-Semitism, that we can stand against anti-Muslim rhetoric, you know, anti-Latino, anti-immigrant, you know, anti-carceral systems. These are all systems of oppression that have been deteriorating the soul of this country, the soul of this county, the soul of so many people. I'm finding it difficult to even talk about what I've seen. I won't turn away, and I'm not going to stop using my voice to say that what I've seen is genocide. Life is precious. Again, I'll quote Ruth Wilson Gilmore, where life is precious, life is precious. And I don't believe that Rabbi Steinberg believes that outside of Jewish people, for whatever reason, I don't understand it. Life is precious, and please, he must resign. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Aliyah.
Hello, my name is Aliyah Yusufi, and I am a resident of Yorba Linda in Orange County. I want to thank the OC Human Relations Commission for supporting the Islamophobia resolution last month. And I also want to express my deep concern over Commissioner Steinberg and Commissioner Shader's refusal to vote in support of the resolution condemning Islamophobia this past November. Condemning Islamophobia, like condemning anti-Semitism, is completely uncontroversial and the most basic duty of anyone serving an OC Human Relations on the OC Human Relations Commission, whose written goals include in its bylaws promote the protection of the dignity and integrity of every individual residing in Orange County and promoting the elimination of prejudice and discrimination among people based on race, religion, national origin, ethnicity, disability, age, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, and marital status. How can anyone claim to be a protector of Muslims living in Orange County if they cannot condemn the loss of innocent lives of Muslims abroad and the ripple effect that the continuing violence in Gaza has on me and my family and my friends here? OCHR as a whole has been working hard to move the needle in Orange County to be a place where our diverse residents feel safe and can thrive. Allowing the continued membership of commissioners who have exhibited blatant bias puts the hard-earned legitimacy and respect of OCHR at risk. I urge Commissioner Steinberg to step down and resign, and Commissioner Shader to apologize publicly for her refusal to support the resolution and to admit her mistake made. Commissioner Steinberg has a historic and consistent bias towards Muslims, Arabs, and Palestinians, and therefore his resignation is crucial. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next speaker, your phone number ends in 179. You can hit star six to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Omar. I've been an Irvine resident for the last 5 years. Just not to repeat what everyone else said, I just wanted to make a statement about Rabbi Richard Steinberg's failure to vote for a resolution condemning Islamophobia. Being a Muslim in this country was hard after 9/11, but now it has become even scarier. My wife is extremely scared leaving the house because she wears a scarf. How dare the rabbi not want to protect her rights? In my hometown of Chicago, I'm sure a lot of you guys heard about the 6-year-old boy that was killed, but my family was actually at the funeral for him, and the boy was stabbed 26 times, and the person that stabbed him was his landlord. He had a relationship with this boy. He, in the past, built tree houses with him, and he assisted him with other things, but he was radicalized from hate from watching the news. Do we want hate crimes like this to occur in Orange County? I have a 6-year-old child myself that is very scared. When she leaves the house, she has started to bite her nails out of being hurt for being Palestinian. Just 2 days ago at the Irvine City Council, one of the members from this rabbi's congregation saw me on my phone, and she saw the wallpaper of my phone. It is a picture of my 3 kids. She said, "Oh, your kids are so cute. You should take them to Gaza." Gaza is a place where little kids die. Not only does this rabbi not want to vote for a resolution to protect against Islamophobia, but he promotes it, and he continues to harass and instigate us. A new dawn is upon us. He will not resign, and he will need to be removed. Be at the forefront of change, and let's rid this world of hate. How amazing would it be for you guys, a group of women, to bring justice to this community? I thank you for your time, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Joshua. Go ahead, Joshua.
Hi, thank you very much. I hope you can hear me okay. I just wanted to bring a different perspective, a point of relevance. I spent New Year's Eve on an hour-long phone conversation with a woman who'd simply gotten up to speak at a council meeting. She and her daughter these are local people, blocks away from all of us. She was threatened online on every platform imaginable. She could see that the people threatening her were blocks away from her. They were threatening to get her fired from her job in Uber. And the reason she was being threatened is because, and I'm sorry, no community is beyond reproach. Members of the Jewish community took her video, took a screenshot of her speaking, publicized her picture and all of her private information online over multiple forums, labeling her anti-Semitic and encouraging people across every platform to harass her. So her Christmas, the days before and the days for a week after, were spent being threatened by people that she could see were literally blocks away from her. Okay? This doxing, the harassment, the threats, these are very real. And they are absolutely encouraged when people in power weaponize Judaism and their community to silence people speaking out against Israel, and Israel has nothing to do with the local Jewish community. So I just wanted to give that very real world point of reference as to why we can no longer tolerate the weaponization of the term anti-Semitism and the abuse of power and the extreme focus of one community over all others. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. Speaker is Dana. Dana, you're muted.
Hello. I firstly want to thank those of you who voted to pass the resolution to condemn Islamophobia. Anyone with a shred of empathy and humanity would agree to vote for this common sense resolution, which clearly Commissioner Schrader and Steinberg lack. It is so ironic and laughable that they are serving on this committee when the entire purpose of it is to fight hate crimes and hate speech. You know, as an OC Muslim Arab resident and a mother of two children, I'm terrified for the safety of my family and friends as I witness more Islamophobic hate crimes happening, you know, all over the US. And those committing the crimes only get emboldened by the hateful comments of public figures such as Commissioner Steinberg. It is clear that Commissioner Steinberg is incapable to overcome his biases. He's evidently unfit to serve on this committee. His constant bias and Islamophobic comments are putting targets on the backs of all Muslims, Arabs, and Palestinians in Orange County, and he's also creating a divide between the Jewish and Muslim communities. I demand that Commissioner Steinberg resign or be removed from this committee. There are many, many wonderful and compassionate Jewish professionals that would be a better replacement for Steinberg. I urge you not to tolerate having a member in your organization whose whole purpose is to incite hate in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next speaker is Christina. Christina, if you can.
Hi, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I just wanted to start by saying, so my name is Christina Harb. I am temporarily living in the Bay Area, but I pretty much grew up in Orange County. I have a huge, huge community, Palestinian Christian community in Orange County. My family all lives out there. And I wanted to speak about Commissioner Steinberg's comments, Islamophobic comments, and his refusal to condemn Islamophobia. And so even though my family is not Muslim, we are Palestinian, and we still, you know, experience a lot of anti-Arab and anti-Palestinian racism, especially with what's happening now in Gaza. I also think that he should apologize and resign. As a human rights commission, it makes no sense to me that a member of the commission can only recognize human rights for some people and not for others. The refusal to condemn Islamophobia to me is a form of almost retaliation, right? It feels very much that certain things have to happen and be negotiated before this commissioner can recognize the human rights of Arabs and Muslims here and abroad. And so that's just unacceptable. And I want to speak also to the danger that my community is in right now. The reality of the situation is that the two most powerful countries in the world are mass murdering Palestinians. That is the reality. And here in the United States, when we try to speak up about it, we are being doxxed, which means that our personal information can be put online. I work at a school, and one of the teachers who expressed support was doxxed immediately, and the school was threatened for 2 days. Someone called and actually threatened a bomb threat just because of a social media post that she did. And so we're having this concept of anti-Semitism being weaponized against us, when in reality, we are practicing a fight against a political ideology that promotes ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. And it's been doing that for over 75 years, actually closer to 100 years. The idea that Israel can only exist when Palestinians are dead or not there. The idea that Jews are only safe when Palestinians are dead is racist. And if someone cannot see that, they should not be on a human rights commission. I am really scared for my community. I'm really scared for the Palestinians who are living abroad. And if we cannot speak up, if a person on your commission cannot speak up against mass murdering Arabs and against Islamophobia, anti-Palestinian racism here, they don't deserve to be on the commission. It's human rights for everyone, not just for some people. Thank you.
Thank you. Speaker.
I'm so sorry, did you say Aya?
I think so, yes. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to speak. And thank you all for supporting a passing the anti-Islamophobic sentiment. I wanted to say, as the speakers before myself have mentioned, Commissioner Steinberg is exploiting his position and unethically leveraging funding to prioritize certain political ideologies. This is not only totalitarian, but it is incredibly discriminatory. Steinberg chooses to use his position to apply his moral compass in a selective manner in an effort to exploit our systems and funnel support towards his own interests, which are highly and deeply based on colonial settler ideologies and white supremacy. Commissioner Steinberg's implications that conflate Palestinians with Hamas is not only absurd, but flat out incorrect. The majority of the Palestinian population is not of voting age. Furthermore, his sentiments, which conflate Hamas's activities to hate crimes, are contraindicative of the very international humanitarian law, which has established for centuries that occupied people have a right to resist their occupier under international law. Steinberg's prejudice is opening the door on a problem that is already wide open. That is the amount of anti-Palestinian, anti-Islamophobic hate crimes that are widespread in this country and outside. Many heard about what in the Vermont Three, the Texas doctor, the New Jersey imam just last week, and even crimes in Germany and France. But unfortunately, we know that there are dozens of cases being covered up and not reported on. Back in November, a 17-year-old student was pushed off of a 6-flight-floor-story building in school by Zionist classmates. The university decided to cover it up. To this day, since November, there is still no coverage on this crime, and the child is dead. Islamophobia has been prevalent prior to Steinberg's actions and has been exacerbated due to his careless insights, which lack context and historical foundation. Did we forget how easily Brenton Tarrant massacred an entire mosque in New Zealand in 2019? We do not need more invitations for hate crimes. We are discriminated against enough without his sentiments. We are very visibly Muslim. This is a totalitarian and corrupt misuse of highly dignified position, one that hopes to protect our community. I would like to pose a question for you all. Have Rabbi Steinberg's actions promoted human rights and ethics? Have his actions held individuals for discriminatory practices that deny equal treatment to any individual in private employment, housing, education, or commerce? Or has he been the perpetrator of said unequal treatment? This time is reminiscent of traumas that our community has personally experienced for the last decade living in the United States. Myself, living in Orange County as a 16-year-old child, was almost run over for wearing a hijab in Huntington Beach with my 1 year. His sentiments are inviting, and I would like to urge you to demand that he resign to protect all human lives in Orange County. Thank you so much.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Rola and I'm a counselor. I'm a resident of Irvine. I've lived in Irvine since 2014. And I just want to add that we all as Palestinians and Christians and Muslims, Arab and non-Arab communities in Orange County have been deeply grieving since October 7th. We're not okay. We've witnessed the slaughter of more than almost 30,000 innocent civilians in Gaza, and the majority of them are women and children that are just being murdered in cold blood. The Commissioner Steinberg's statements are clearly anti-Arab and anti-Muslim, and they're extremely biased, and they should not be tolerated, and he must resign. I want to add my personal experience. I'm a counselor, so I work with elementary age kids. And one of my students last week, who's in fifth grade, came up to me and she just wanted an excuse to talk. She said she has something's on her mind and she couldn't tell anybody what's going on. So when I met with her, she started crying endlessly because she feels a lot of pain. She's scared and she cannot express that pain. She cannot express how sad she feels. She cannot say how disappointed at the world she feels, because she's afraid that everybody's going to hate her because she's a Muslim, even though she's not Arabic. She has nothing to do with the Middle East, but she just cannot express how sad she is. And this is how we all feel. We can't express how sad we feel. We just have to move on. We have to pretend that we're fine. We have to pretend we're okay. We're getting up, going to work every day, checking our phone, making sure none of the people we know has actually died. This is our reality. This has been how we have been feeling for the past 3 months. And for somebody to not acknowledge that pain and to actually say that, no, this is not happening and this is war, war is ugly. No, this is a choice. And this is a choice that Israel is making. They're choosing to massacre all those people. And if you think that this doesn't affect us, like two continents away, it does. We are seeing all the hate everywhere we go. I was at a Wendy's the other day and the lady didn't even acknowledge that I was there, only because I wear head hijab. She just completely ignored me, didn't look at me, and just stood there waiting for me to tell her what my order would be. So this is our reality every single day. A couple of my friends were at the Woodbury Town Center in Irvine, which is a very nice area and a very well-known area, when a couple of men just decided to be funny and pointed their fingers in a gun gesture at them. This is our reality. This is our everyday life. And I'm pretty sure you don't know it. I just dare you to put a headscarf on and walk around anywhere in Orange County. And this is the highly educated part of the, I don't know, a lot of other states. And this is where we are supposed to be feeling safer. And again, I just want to thank you for listening to our concerns and giving us a voice. Thank you.
Thank you. Adam. Go ahead, Adam.
Yes, hello, hi, my name is Adam. I just want to say that I appreciate the work of this commission. I think it's very important, looking at human rights and, you know, us not as a county, as a nation, you know, something that we stand for. And I think that that should be applied equally. And if there is any conflict with that from one of the commissioners, Steinberg, then that should be looked at and it should be addressed, I think, to uphold and make sure that really the important work that is being done is fair and equal for all parties. If there's any type of biases or conflicts or recusals, right? There's a lot of times where if there's a conflict with an elected or an appointed board, however that may be, they need to be able to recuse themselves, whether they financially benefit or other things that could affect, you know, the impartiality of, you know, such values that the commission represents. So I just wanted to share that there is definitely the need to make sure that the full, you know, intention of the commission is to be able to be intact and be dealt with, whether it's with the commissioner himself or something that's happening in the community. We strongly condemn any anti-Islamophobia, anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab, anti-Semitic. Just to say that we come in love with all people, you know, but this needs to be addressed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know we don't usually necessarily respond, but I do want to acknowledge that we had, I think, almost 40 participants from the public attend the meeting today. And I want to thank every single one of them for coming and speaking. And as we opened up in the beginning, public participation is encouraged. So I want to invite them back again, you know, next month and the month after, to always come and speak up and to be heard by the commission. Thank you. Next
item is item 4 is commission staff reports, listening sessions, Hate Prevention Network, Stand Against Hate Action Day on January 28th, and Senator Min's roundtable.
Oh, sorry. So this section usually is where I do updates, but starting this year, we're going to do this a little bit differently. So you will be hearing from one of my staff every month. So today we have Maureen Dedeboy, who's a crisis response person at Groundswell. So she does mostly the high level type of stuff when you reach out to schools, wherever there is a hate incident that requires much more higher attention or more support. So today she is here on behalf of the staff to give us updates on the items on the agenda.
Hi, everyone. I want to be mindful of time. I know we had a lot of comments from the public, so I'm going to just review this very quickly for all of you. Thank you again, Norma, commissioners, for allowing us to speak. My name is Maureen Dedeboy, and I'm one of the community building team members. On behalf of the community building team, I want to thank all of you for allowing us to share our work and to give us time on the agenda. Again, I want to be mindful of time. So the way it's going to work, as mentioned, Norma mentioned, every month one of the staff members will come and give quick updates on what we're doing. It'll give us an opportunity to get to know you, and hopefully it'll give you an opportunity to ask some questions. I know today is probably going to be an exception, but hopefully it'll get a little bit smoother and give you some chance to collaborate. As you heard earlier, when we were giving the summary, for the monthly summary, the team has been really busy. There are 7 contracted activities for the budgeted year. Our team has already met or exceeded 3 of the 7 goals as of September of 2023. And we're pretty close to exceeding the other 4 goals. And what does that mean? Unfortunately, that means that our communities are experiencing hate, harm, and trauma, and we must be, our team has to continue taking preventative measures to provide support for our community. So what are some things that we're doing? On the agenda, the quarterly campaign letter wasn't listed, but that's something that we've been doing. We did a soft launch for it, and it's a twofold effort. And what we're trying to do is send out quarterly campaign letters to all our community partners. We started off with law enforcement, and the goal is to ensure that our numbers are accurate and also to make sure that we can provide services to the community partners if there's a need. So it's twofold, and we want to make sure that we can do that with community partner organizations as well. So we started off with law enforcement, and then we want to continue doing that with community partners. Twofold. If there's an issue, we want to make sure that we can help those community organizations, work with them to support the community members, and then making sure that our numbers are not duplicated. So we want to try to do those quarterly. So that's something that we just started at the end of last year quarter. And then we're going to try to continue doing that. We did Senator Min's roundtable. And you already heard that, so I'm gonna go ahead and just skip that just to save some time. Listening sessions, we are offering listening sessions starting end of October. We did some research, made sure that both, it was due to the humanitarian crisis, we were offering listening sessions to both communities and reached out to both communities. And the response has been very positive. Everyone's interested. It's just a coordination due to the holiday season. We've so far offered 2 sessions, 1 in person, 1 via Zoom. And the coordination, again, due to the holidays, has been a little challenging, but everyone's interested. Now I think it's gonna pick up again. And it seems like everyone wants to do it. And as you heard in the public comments, because it's just the timing, we're working closely with community partner, so then we can advertise within the communities. So again, reached out to impacted communities, done the 2 sessions, hate incidents continue to increase, specifically on college campuses. And because there's no word of a ceasefire as of right now, we're hoping to just continue doing this until we get something. And just to be really clear, the numbers that we're hearing that are being reported are coming primarily from college campuses. So that's kind of where we're focusing, not just with college campuses, but also with youth, so any kind of educational institution. So with high school campuses, we're trying to do that with parents and students because they're underage. So we're gonna continue to do those listening sessions, and we're gonna do them, offer them to both communities. And we're reaching out to both communities with mosques and synagogues and local, you know, whatever youth groups that we can reach out to. And I'll skip the Senator Mintz roundtable. I will, Stand Against Hate Action Day is coming up on the 28th. We are working closely with Senator Josh Newman's office to see what we can do to support him and how we can promote the day. So our staff members working with them to see what we can do.
Can I add to that?
I'm sure.
So this is the first year that this is being done. The legislation passed last year to have this date as Stand Against Hate Action Day. So we, our staff is partnering with several organizations and Groundswell to print out a large poster that folks can come sign as a I Stand Up Against Hate Today. And they can, we're working with the Senator Newman's office to set that up, and people can come in, take a picture, sign the thing, and then we'll, Groundswell has offered to display that board in their office throughout the year. So that is, there'll be more information as we get the details out, and as that kind of gets confirmed, we'll send out information to everybody, to the commission, if interested, to stop by and share with your networks.
And it's on a Sunday?
So the 20th is on a Sunday, but the event's going to be on a Friday. It's not going to be on the 20th.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what I can do is I can share the link so you have it on your notes, and then you can all get that. Also, I'm going to share the Hate Prevention Network last because it's really cool what we're doing. But National Day of Racial Healing is coming up also in January. So we are working closely with our Hate Prevention Network partners, NAACP and the Green Foundation. And we just met with them yesterday. So we're excited about that because it's not a lot of time, but we're hoping to kick something off on the 16th. Usually National Day of Racial Healing is shortly after MLK Day. This year it's going to be on the 16th. So we're going to kick something off on the 16th for potentially a series of educational workshops, webinars for the year. And we're going to do that in partnership with the Green Foundation and NAACP. So that just got semi-finalized yesterday, so hopefully we'll have more information for you soon. So we're working on that. The Hate Prevention Network just had their last end of the year meeting, and it was very successful. We had 25 people in attendance. They're moving forward with 2024 with several new partners. They're scheduled to have 6 Hate Prevention Network meetings for the year. All the invitations have already gone out. The meetings are scheduled already. If I'm not mistaken, the months are February, April, June, August, and October, and in December. So the dates are already set. She's already sent out the invitations. They're really excited because it's a more cohesive team, and they've already established committees. They're working on specific items, action items. So it seems like it's a well organized plan. So hopefully moving forward, the chair and the vice chair of the commission will be copied on the network meetings and what the plans are. So you'll get information, and then you're welcome to share that with the rest of the commissioners. And then please let us know if there's information that you like on any of these things. You're welcome to just email me, and I'm happy to share that. And then whoever's doing the presentation will be happy to share that. I think that's everything. I tried to do that as quickly as possible. I know we're short on time, but feel free to reach out to us. I'm not sure who's going to be doing the presentation or the updates next month, but thank you again for allowing us the time to share with you on what we're doing.
Thanks. I apologize. I need to run because I need to go pick up my little one in Riverside School. So thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Item number 5 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff. Not here. Item number 6 is OCSD Interfaith Council update, and he is not here either. So last is announcements from commissioners.
If you'll allow me just to take time too, since I was brought up, I want to thank the public comment people. I think I'm here to learn. I've told everybody that here, that's, you know, this is not an easy commission to be on. There's a lot of competing interests and agendas in this county, and I feel like we're human relations, not human rights, but our goal is to allow everybody to have the voice and the life that they want to have here without living in fear. And so I'm for that. But I like to stay within the boundaries also, especially at the time of what we're doing. If you listen to the meeting when it was a press release, not a resolution, but the press release was to make sure the communities in Orange County knew that this commission wanted them to be able to express however they needed to express the pain and trauma of what was going on for them, and that we were supportive of that and didn't want people to lash out at each other. And I was certainly supportive of that. And if you listen to the meeting, I made every effort to try to vote for that resolution because it was a strong resolution. Both of them were very good. But there was a historical reference that I felt like this commission shouldn't really put out there as taking a stand on something because it's not our expertise. And there are a lot of feelings in this community about that. So I do want the community to know that the remainder of it I do support, and I'm certainly stand against Islamophobia and anybody being lashed out against either verbally or physically about them saying how they feel about what is going on, about anything. I mean, LGBTQ, anything, but certainly today it's about our Palestinian friends. So I just want to make that statement. Obviously, when you're negotiating a press release and there's a lot in it and it's important, not everybody gets to hear the nuances of what happened during that time. So I appreciate that when people are upset by the fact that I couldn't vote for it, but it was actually a very small detail, and maybe some people think I should have overlooked that, but I think it was important that, you know, we stay within our lane and not try to add things that we are not, I guess, sure about and experts on, but just really, you know, to encourage the community. Also, I wanted to make sure that you guys knew I'm actually working with Eric Chambers, who's from Placentia, where I'm from. And Eric is working to bring a Tubman Till Museum to Orange County. And we're really excited about it. It's kind of ground level right now, raising money, but he's having the first fundraiser event on Monday night, MLK Day, at the Nixon Library. And so I know it's last minute notice, but I just wanted to make sure people knew that that was happening. I've kind of, you know, introduced them to our supervisor and, you know, trying to get that going. I think that would be a great add to Orange County. So I'm working with him on that effort to bring that here to Orange County. So thank you. That's all I have, Chair.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
She was like, where's your hammer?
She needs a gal. I think she'd be good with a hammer.